flat. Ugh. God, it's so fucking flat. Not even the right type of E. Straight fucking past it. Okay. We try again. Aren't you a sad E? D. Sharp as fuck, D. Flat ass E. Flat ass E, almost regular E. Come on. Are you still a flat E? No, no, no. Flat E, God. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Don't hit other notes. Ooh, a sharp G. Are you actually a sharp G? Nope, you are a flat ass E. C. Ah! Hello, E. Let's see if you're the proper E. Yes, time to make you so beautiful. And I'm not anymore.
I used to play violin a long time ago. I started playing when I was in second grade. Yeah. I got pretty decent at it too.
I taught people to play. But I was a very cocky 13-year-old when I was doing that. And I think some of the pride in myself helped. Because I know what a good orchestra sounds like. And a good violinist. And that is not me no more. Unfortunately. Maybe one day again.
Not that I don't love your company. But why are you in my room? You heard me playing the violin and you wanted to come see... I want to be like, wasn't it great? But it was trash. I know it was trash. I haven't played seriously since I was in high school. And I graduated in 2015. It's been a while. So that was terrible. wish you had told me. I would have tried harder instead of just like being excited to get it tuned. Because I wanted to like practice, but I also slightly have a cold, which is why my voice sounds weird. And it's annoying me because you know when you can hear your inner voice and it's not the same. And you're just like, who is this? Yeah, I know we're roommates and I ramble about a lot of things. So you're very used to it. You can leave if you'd like. I will not be offended. I put the violin away. Because you were standing in my doorway. That's weird, man. Why would I keep playing with an audience when I was just tuning? Yeah. I know. My house. My space. I can do what I want. Don't have to be uncomfortable. I understand. It does not change the fact that I did not want an audience. And now I have a audience. A very gracious and nice one. Yes, yes, absolutely. I don't want an audience. No, I'm not shy about playing my violin. I mean, shy is not the correct term. A little ashamed of how bad I've gotten. But that's my fault. Because I haven't been playing. So. No. Keep your niceness to yourself. It was trash. It took me so long to tune the fucking E string. Like, used to change those bitches so fast. That sounds like, why would I keep changing? I don't just break strings. I am a nerd through and through. No, not just about, like, sci-fi and fantasy shit. I'm a nerd, and so I was orchestra leadership. I was VP of orchestra. I could have had president. I literally fucking turned it down because I really wanted to play in the orchestra camp. Because what happens at band camp ain't as good as orchestra. That's not true. Well, no, it definitely is. Sorta. Band camp has sexual invitations, and orchestra camp definitely was water balloon fights on the inside because it was raining out and I was sad. And skits and practicing for 8 hours a day. And it was so much fun. But I also have always loved the violin. That sounds silly, but I remember in second grade, the high school came to play for us. Because in third grade at the school I was at, you got to, I should rephrase that, because you had to pick an instrument to learn to play. But I heard the violin and I was like, that's it. I want you. Whatever your angelic sound, mine please. I still love it. I just, priorities, you know? Yeah, I got bills to pay. Yeah, no. Life changes. 13-year-old me was bitching, though. She was such a goddamn nerd. Still am. Like, read the library out of books. I got some words in the dictionary. Because I just wanted to read and escape. So I would practice until my fingers bled. And I would read. And so, yeah. I'm just rambling at you, and you're just standing in my doorway, smiling really dumb, and I don't understand. I'm cute. I think you need to redefine the word cute. Because I'm just going on a rambly tangent. I would assume you would be annoyed or bored. No. No? I'm just talking. talking about playing the violin when I was a kid. You don't care. You think it's cute that I like the violin. You're just gonna keep standing there, smiling at me? No. So you're gonna leave? Also, no. Okay, so are we having a standoff in my bedroom? We could be! Oh yes, me over here with my finger guns gonna win. Whatcha? Stop laughing that my finger sound was whatcha, like a whip, instead of like cha-cha, like, or, I don't know. I should know. I've lived around too many gun sounds to not know how to make a gun sound, but it's not here. Yes, your shotgun sound was so much fucking smarter instead of whatcha, like a spicy Indiana Jones whip. Yeah, I just did say spicy Indiana Jones whip. Oof. I can't do a standoff. I can't keep it together. Can you just wait and leave? Winning doesn't mean you have to leave. Why is that not your win?
Why are you trapping yourself in here with me? I'm trapped in here with you.
We have to stop making bad movie references. Yeah, thanks. It's been the kind of day where I needed to laugh.
Come on. Come sit on the bed with me. Well, I mean, you don't have to. You can stand gawking in the doorway. I was gonna call you Edward, but that's awkward. Fine, I'll stop comparing you to a sparkly vampire. Would you prefer Christian Grey? Yes, I'll stop teasing.
I love that you know that Christian Grey from 50 Shades was a Twilight fanfic. And so I just called you Edward in a different form.
No, we don't have a red room in this apartment. We should get... I mean, does it have to be red? It's such a loud color. Can't it be a nice blue or some shit? Can we have a blue room? Instead of red?
I'm not particularly into the idea of having to paint a whole goddamn room red. You know how hard that would be to unpaint?
Oh, that's not the point you're making. Yeah, I know, it wasn't the point you were making. Oh, finally. I'll move over. So how was your day?
The weather was nice, yeah? You didn't come to sit on my bed to talk about the weather.
Shall we talk about...
You can't leave me having all the ideas. That's just not fair. It's not a conversation. That's a monologue. When has that ever stopped me?
Rude. What happened to you calling me cute? I am cute. I'm just sassy. Okay, well... I can't be perfect, can I?
What? Don't say nothing. No, really, what? Why are you looking at me like that?
You're being silly. Tell me what's on your mind. What are you? Huh. Of all the things I thought today, that was not one of the things I thought would happen. No, I don't really expect the day starting out with, "Oh yeah, I'm gonna fuck my roommate." No, we don't have to do that. Yeah, that was just a kiss. You're right. That no, there was nothing you insinuated about fucking. My bad. I mean, we could. You already kissed me. You're already in my bed. Okay. I do need to stop talking.
Don't you know how to show a girl a good time? If I get you sick, you can't blame me. You kissed me. You're gonna blame me anyway? Fine. We can be sick together. Yeah, I'll play violin for you sometime.